بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشاعر مولاوي الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصار رحمه الله تعالى عليه. The title is مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے نے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہے مگر اندر ہے فرزانے. وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہے مگر اندر ہے فرزانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا دل کو اپنے بہلانے. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. ہوئے ہیں خان
آباد ظالم جس ویرانے ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیان پر خوف فردا نے نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آقا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آقا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah make this substance come into our lives. We understand it and it comes into our heart and it becomes part of us, inshallah. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aah sehra ne. Hadrat says, that thing that has given me that closeness to Allah Ta'ala was my sign, my ah, in the jungles. When there was nobody around, I was alone with my Allah, and the thoughts of my Allah came in my heart, and my connection with Allah, that gave me my connection. And then I got connected with Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Suna hai khan qahu mein, muhabbat ke hai mein khan hai. I have heard that in the khanqas, they are the taverns, the bars of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That means that these places are where the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is being given to drink to the people who come to the khanqa. Diya karta hai saqi aashiko ko jaam o peymane. Like in a bar, the person who is in charge of the bar, who is giving the liquor, is giving everyone as they want. He gives them their beer, their liquor, etc. Here, the person, the sheikh who is there, is giving the love of Allah Ta'ala. In glasses and bottles and different types of glasses, he's distributing the love of Allah Ta'ala. There in the tavern, you have to pay for not only junk, but what terrible, which is haram also. And from everyone's point of view, how harmful, how terrible. And yeah, for free, the love of Allah is being distributed. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتا ہے مستان ہے. And those people who become mastana, the great lovers of Allah, but against the sunnat. They don't follow sunnat. Their dressing also, for example, no beard also. How many such, they are the sheikhs, especially in the Barilwi group, even in the Shias, they got no beard also, but they are big sheikhs also. Or they got just a small little beard, and their dressing is totally, trousers is below the ankle, everything is wrong, colorful clothing, etc. And more in numaish, a show they make. So those people who against the sunnat are making themselves to appear to be very pious. Wo diwane bazaahir hai magar andar mein farzane. Outwardly they look like great lovers of Allah, but inside they are shrewd, they are crooks. With that outward look, they are deceiving the people. And unfortunately the ordinary layman gets deceived by that. How they are dressed, etc., and the outward appearance, the outward show they make, how many people get deceived. And it is very strange that in this time of so-called enlightenment, or even of Islamic teachings, there are so many people who get deceived by this. And they make sajda to the sheikh, they bow down to the sheikh, the woman come in front of him, they kiss his hands, etc., all that. How can people be fooled? It's amazing how shaitan works. And in this age when we think people are so enlightened, yet how many people get involved in all this? Jo aarif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. And a person who is an aarif of Allah, who has recognized Allah, in which world he lives, only Allah knows. That at all times he's in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. And when he's sitting to eat also, it's not just a matter of eating. For example, he makes niyat. It's Allah's command that we should eat. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبُ إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ كَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَيَرْفَعُهُ عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ. Kalima tayyiba goes up to Allah, and amal salih takes it up. That is the transport of it, amal salih. And in order to do amal salih, namaz, you have to have strength in you. If you got no strength, you can't. So you have to eat also. So you're eating, you make niyat, I'll get strength, I'll do all amal salihah. And this will take my amal to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah's clear command, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kulu, eat, min at-tayyibat, eat of the pure and pure things, but Allah has commanded we must eat. So if we don't make niyat, we are eating, our stomach is getting full, but no sawab. And if we made niyat that, Ya Allah, I'm eating this food, I will get your command, I'm fulfilling, I will get strength with it, I will do your ibadah, and by my amal will take up my kalima tayyibah. This is one tafsir, the other tafsirs also of this ayat. And it will take up my kalima tayyibah to you. And so that how lot ibadah sawab that person gets. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, before eating, فَذْكُرُونِي that you remember me. Think, make zikr from where this food has come. In one plate, just a simple dish. If it is just some mutton curry, then the mutton, which farm that sheep, it grew up, that goat, how many people worked behind it for that 1-2 years that it was, when it was, since the time it was born, what grass, where it ate, what and what, and then who slaughtered it, how it was transported for slaughtering that knife, how many people worked to make that knife, and the knife, the handle, how, that's another industry of its own again. It's mind-boggling, just that. Then again, it's not only the mutton. You got some potatoes also in there. The whole potato farm, the growing of it, the fertilizer, the tractor, the making of the tractors, the trucks to transport it, bringing it to the market, bringing it to the vegetable shop. We going to how lot of things. Then the utensils again. Then it was cooked on the stove, on electricity or gas again. And the water that came, the whole water a department that to make arrangements for water to be delivered. Just in one simple little thing. So all this, so that is an arif, that he recognizes all this. His one meal makes him, connects him with Allah Ta'ala. Where our life's tahajjud can't take us, his one eating, enjoying Allah's ni'mat. That is what is the suluk of our mashayikh. They have taught us in this way, such an easy way to get nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah, and a delicious way. Not a way of hard, of difficulty and hardness and mujahada and all types of zuhud and taqwa, but in this ways of ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you reach Allah Ta'ala. So in which world he is all the time. When he sees his wife, he feels so happy. When he doesn't look at other women, he sees, my wife is so beautiful. And she may be sleeping and you're looking, it may be love, but you are by Allah Ta'ala. You're looking at your jais, halal wife, you're appreciating her. Allah gave you your first child, your children. You're seeing the child sleeping, a smile playing on its face. Ooh, the farishtas are playing with it. When you realize this, then Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment and what closeness to Allah Ta'ala. When you are to fall asleep, you are lying down, who has given me the sleep again? During the night you wake up, you think of Allah. When you wake up in the morning, you think, so an arif, in which world he lives, nobody can imagine. When that is outside his namaz, then what will be his namaz? What will be his sajda? What will be his ruku? So in which world he lives, nobody knows. Outwardly, he's an ordinary person like us. He's also eating, sleeping, going around his daily chores and making his namaz and everything. But in which world he is living, we cannot even ever imagine. Bhala jo ghair arif hai, unka rutba kya jaane? And a person who hasn't got an inkling, a thought of all these things, where will he know where he is? He doesn't know anything. He just eats when he comes, making a big noise and eating. Where is this? Where is that? No bismillah, no thought of Allah Ta'ala. While eating, complaining, the salt is less. This is too cold, that is too hot. Such a person, where can he know what's the position of an arif? A person who knows little bit, that person will be able to appreciate him. If we, as people who are not even amateurs, who know nothing about art, and we see some print of art, how can we appreciate it? A person who has started, he will appreciate. A student who comes to Darul Uloom, and he has learned first year kitabs
of Sarf al-Dahwa, etc., other kitabs. And now when an alim speaks and he uses principles or of Sarf al-Nahwa to prove a point, say in tasawwuf, for example, in fiqh, for example, then that student, he appreciates. But the person who knows nothing about that, he's got no idea of what is happening. So a person who is not an arif, where can he ever even appreciate, understand the position of an arif? Haseenon ki ujar jayenge jab geographia ek din. These people who are just in the beauties of this world, which they think, but they are really the ugly woman of this world, which the shaitan has mesmerized them and make them in the eyes beautiful. And when that beauty, that even artificial beauty, will be gone one day, when that woman will become an old lady, when her teeth will have fallen out, when her temples will have gone in, and when how she will look at that time as an old lady, her back is bent now, and all that at that time, bata nada kahan jayega apne dil ko behlane. Now tell me, oh ignorant person, you were out after all this beauty, now where are you going to find your enjoyment? Which Hazrat explains in another poem, is another subject also, but from this, that ghabra ke sab kehte hai ke mar jayenge. When people got problems and this, I rather die now, it's better I die now. Mar ke bhi chain na paya, to bata ab kahan jayenge. And when you die, then you go in your qabr, and there azab starts, now where are you going to run to? Yeah, from the small problems of this world, you said run away, go to the qabr, rather die is better. But when the big problems start, if you didn't make your life, and there, because of that Allah's problems came to you in this world, and you say rather I die now is better. And you go there, so in the same way, just so you run after this woman, and one day they'll be old, you'll be old also. And you also are useless now. What are you going to do then? Jo yaad aati hai unke dil mein ghabrata hoon gulshan mein. And when that special qurb, closeness of Allah Ta'ala comes, as it says, even when I'm in the gulshan, in the garden, gulshan, actual garden, or Hazrat is in Gulshan Iqbal, Hazrat was there, yeah, in my way, in the city where there are people, where, yeah, but when Allah's the closeness come, then I get, I become disturbed, perturbed, I'm not at ease, yeah, in the garden also. With people also, I'm not at ease. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, ahe sahra hai. Where did I get my closeness to Allah? When I was alone in the desert, in the jungle. And my connection with Allah Ta'ala, not with all the beautiful things and the people around me, people talking, people laughing, joking, and everyone is happy, but when I was alone with my Allah. And that is also middle of the night, when a person gets up with tahajjud, and he's all alone with Allah Ta'ala, and he gets that qurb of Allah Ta'ala. Jo zahid ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nadaan. That Zahid is a person who is a great quality also, abstinence. That you stay away not only from halal, but halal, permissible things you stay away, haram you stay away, that's out of the question. Doubtful things you stay away. Zahid even stays away from many halal things. He eats very little, sleeps very little, very simple way of life. Clothes also are just down to the bottom, rock bottom, everything. A person, that is also a great quality. So that Zahid who is like that, and he doesn't know the closeness and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, one person came for Hajj and he became ill. He couldn't make any namaz in the haram, and he came with so much hopes that I'll come, I'll make so much tawafs, I'll be in the first saf also, even in the haram, I'll make so much ibadat. But he got so ill, he was the whole month in his room. He couldn't make one namaz also there. So he felt very sad. He told Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, this person is an abid. Ibadat he loves. He isn't an arif. If he was an arif, he should have known, in whichever condition Allah keeps you, you are happy. Allah meant I must be in my room, and there my Allah is happy with me. The object is not namaz in the haram also. Object is the pleasure of Allah. And Allah proves it also, that in when you, the greatest ibadat, when you are in Arafat, Hajj, and you reach the pinnacle of it in Arafat. Now Maghrib time, you never missed your Takbir Ula, you never missed your first Saf, but Allah's command is no Maghrib here now. In other words, in your namaz also it's not my closeness, your closeness is in my pleasure. And now my pleasure is, you go to Muzdalifah. And in, when let Maghrib time pass, then you go and make your. So don't depend on your akal also, don't depend on your understanding, what is Allah's hukam. Allah's command is there, no Maghrib in. A person says, oh, I can't, the whole life I never missed my Maghrib. And I'm going to make Maghrib with Jamaat here in Arafat. He'll have to repeat it again there. There is no Maghrib there, it's there. So the object is see the pleasure of Allah. Don't go, many people are limited to the fiqh, many people are limited to ibadat, but the thing is, they really is to see where in which lies the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that person who couldn't go whole month for or to Haram for one namaz also, but yeah, also he's getting the closeness and the qurb of Allah. So you don't have to be rich to get Allah's pleasure, you don't have to be poor. If you are rich, you don't have to throw away all your wealth and say only a poor person, he gets closeness to Allah. And if you are poor, you don't have to worry to become rich to become close to Allah Ta'ala. That I can give zakat, I'll give it the masjid, I'll go every year for umrah. No, you never even make hajj, you're a poor person, hajj wasn't for us. But you found the pleasure of Allah at home all the time. That is the important thing. So that is an arif who will understand the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise an alim, otherwise an abid, these people, they won't get. Then arif of Allah Ta'ala. And more than arif also, a person who has found the love of Allah. Who is a lover of, ashiq of Allah Ta'ala. That person, an ashiq, he won't look for rules and regulations. He will look for the pleasure of his ma'ashuq. What makes my ma'ashuq happy? That is the thing. Your ashiq, your ma'ashuq, the one you love, always wants the tea before meals. But today you notice that he wants the tea later. So you won't follow the rules and regulations. He tells the wife that today give me my tea at the end of the meal. His true lover, she won't say that, what call it, but every day you have it before, I'm giving it to you now. I'm following the rules and regulations. Now she'll see the pleasure of her husband. So in this is the main thing, the ashik, a person who becomes an ashik truly, he looks at the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And in everything, you are making faraz namaz, you are the imam. And you see somebody is going walking and is going to fall in the well. There, Allah's command is now, leave your namaz, your faraz, your imamat, go and save that person. So we see the pleasure of Allah. In where does the pleasure of Allah lie? So that is an ashik. Jo zahid ishq se na aashna hai. That zahid who follows rules and regulations, he makes so much life hard on himself, which zahid is a great quality. But na aashna hai, ishq se na aashna hai. He doesn't know what is the love of Allah. He's got no idea. Phir bhi wo nada. Even then, this ignorant person, nahi samjha hai. He hasn't understood what is love. Khud, himself, he hasn't understood. Lekin chala hai mujhko samjana. But he has come to explain to me. He hasn't understood himself. He's coming to explain to me. Which example Hazrat Damat Rahmatullah Ali used to give? That a young boy, 3, 4, 5 years, he hasn't become baligh, he's far from baligh, he doesn't know what is baligh, what is being baligh also, and what is that life. For him, his enjoyment is flying kite, playing marbles, etc. That is his enjoyment. And the other big boys are talking about girls, which is haram, but they talk, it's just an example, and it doesn't interest him at all. But when he becomes baligh, he's like that zahid there. Oh, hey, what's all this talking of girls and that? All these other things are more important. But we'll let him become baligh and then see. So in the same way, when there are people who say, what's this going khanqa? What is this nisbat of ma'allah you people talking about and all that? Understand, they're still not baligh. They haven't understood stuff. And you don't have to feel bad, you just have to excuse them. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When you pass these things, what izzat and honor pass by. don't go and fight with them, and don't go and unse ulajna, going and fighting and arguing and debating with them. Understand, they're still small boys. They haven't become baligh. When they'll become baligh, then they themselves will understand what all this is about. Kisi ki aah mazloomi se waqt-e zulm darna darna tha. And be very careful also. Don't take the sigh, the baddua of a person that you have made zulm on, wherever it is, and especially the ahlullah in their way, how they are so close. You got no idea in which world, how close they are to Allah Ta'ala, and you are passing remarks of them, criticizing them, or a customer comes to your shop, a small boy, a woman, weak, like clothes also are not right, poor person, and you treat the person in a bad way. You insult the person, your worker, your wife in the house. You have made zulm. At that time, fear that their connection is very strong to it. Even a kafir on whom you make zulm, fear the baddua of that kafir also, that zulm that you make. So be very careful about that. And yeah, especially Hazrat is referring those people who criticize the Ahlullah, such great people, for which Allah says, a person who hurts the feelings of my awliya, I declare war on those people. So be very careful. And in that, all others also that we do wrong to, that we just how our attitude is, how we speak to them, we make zulm on them, a person should fear. We hai khana-e abad, zalim jisse veeran hai. A place that was full abad, everything was going well. But because of this, Allah declared war. Now everything is lost. Everything is gone upside down now. And that barakah, that noor that was there, all that is also gone now. So be very careful for the ah of the mazloom. Don't ever take the ah. Don't ever take the baddua of a person. Whether it's your wife also, how you treat her, whether it's your children, your workers, a person on the street, your customers, anyone, be very careful. And especially the Ahlullah, be even more careful. Don't criticize them. Their hearts are very big. They don't just take it, and they make dua for your maghfirat. They make dua for your hidayat. They don't take it to heart. But Allah Ta'ala, one person was walking with his newly wed wife. And as they were walking, then another person was walking, there was some mud or something, and some mud went and got onto the dress of the bride, the newly wed bride. So that husband became very angry. It wasn't even the fault of this person, but he gave him one slap. That my wife, and everyone knows his wife, how he will feel for her, and a newly bride, newly wed wife, bride, how he feels. Then the next, that person fell down dead. The people then accused this person of murder. He said, I did nothing. He said, then how he died suddenly just like this? He says, he took revenge for his beloved. Allah took revenge for his beloved. One heart attack and the person fell down dead. So we must be very careful. Allah Ta'ala says that those who hurt my awliya, I take revenge on their behalf. I fight their case. So we must be very careful. And any person also. Sataya Umar Bhar Abu Jahl ne Shamai Nabuwat ko. And Abu Jahl, whole life he troubled Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. He is completely in this world. He is buried in that place in Badr where they have made toilets now. And whoever goes to toilet, all the dirt falls on him there. And in Akhirat also, Allah Ta'ala gave him humiliation and disgrace when he hurt the feelings and was behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kaha tak zabt-e betabi, kaha tak paas-e badnami. How long this eagerness in my heart to explain the love of Allah, to talk, to make zikr, to show my love. How long am I going to control it? I can't control it anymore. Kaha tak paas-e badnami. How long am I going to worry that people are going, he's a madman, man. Hey, leave him alone, man. He is just all the time talking of Allah's muhabbat and talking about, you mustn't look at other women. Funny in looking at women. What he's talking about? What he knows all these things. I don't care what the people say. And I can't control myself anymore. Kya majboor izhar bayan par khauf-e fardane. And now, I am helpless. I can't help it. I'm going to speak of the love of Allah. Like which the Ashabi Kahf, the young boys, they say, إِذْ قَامُوا, they stood up. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that king was going to kill anyone who says he believes in Allah. But they stood up and they announced loudly, رَبْ آمَنْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, no fear whatsoever. And in Yasin Sharif, at the beginning on Wamaliya, what is it? Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Fasma'un, open your ears and listen. I have brought iman on Allah. You people can tell me what you want to all the atheists and Satan worshippers and all. Inni amantu bi rabbikum, on your Rabb, the one who created you. Fasma'un, open your ears and listen. This is how an ashik of Allah is. He doesn't hide. He can't hide anymore. We say that, hide yourself, don't make it known. But he's helpless. And there's full sincerity in there also. In all that also, there's full sincerity. Sincerity doesn't mean you hide things. Sincerity means you do it for Allah. Whether you do it on the, in front of everyone, but you do it for Allah. That is. And if you are hiding and you want people to say, mashallah, he's so sincere, then in that hiding is a riyah. And if you're doing it loudly in front of all also, but for Allah's pleasure, sincerity, ikhlas, is to do for Allah's pleasure. We understand ikhlas generally to hide, nobody must know about it. Ikhlas, zakat, it's preferable to give it openly, publicly, but give it for Allah's pleasure, not for the, for show and that. So ikhlas is to do things for Allah's pleasure, whether you hide and do it, or whether you do it publicly. نہ کرتے تحقیر زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کو. اور زاہد, a person who hasn't got any idea, زاہد and عاشق are poles apart. One is in the east, one is in the west. They are worlds apart. And the زاہد, he sees all his ibadat, how he does. And how he's away from all dunya's ni'mats. And the عاشق is eating all Allah's great, great ni'mats. There is not only biryani, there is roast also. And what, there is toast also. And everything is front of him. And the Zahid say, oh, this you call deen and ibadat? No, that you only have some rooibos tea and brown bread. That Zahid feels, that is now Zahid. That is ibadat. He hasn't got an idea that this ashik, in all that ni'mat, how close is to Allah Ta'ala. So, na kar tahqeer e Zahid. Khuda ki dard mando ko, those people who love Allah and their hearts are filled with the love of Allah, don't belittle them, don't criticize them, O Zahid. Maqam e dard e dil ko be khabar tu aah kya jaane. And that maqam of the pain of the heart which they have got, you outwardly, a laborer is working in the rain, is working in the sun, is digging trenches, how much does he get? And the person who is in charge of him is sitting in an air-conditioned office. And everything is, the computer is there, the phone is there, everything. And he's sitting in comfort, but how much is he getting? So the ashik of Allah, what is he getting by Allah Ta'ala? And the person who is making so much ibadat, and who having so much of zuhud, and staying away from all this dunya's things, his working wages is like that of a laborer. All the hands, legs are all the laborers. And the king is the heart. And that king that has got Allah's love, he gets wages according to that. He's just sitting also, and but what wages he's collecting. And the laborer is working so hard, what does he take away at the end of the day? So this is the position. Maqame darde dil ko be khabar tu aah kya jaane. What you know, what is the position of these people? Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb shikasta mein, and that lightning strikes in their hearts, in their broken hearts, where that is the heart when it's broken. They also are, you still human beings, they also have got desires. Some woman passed there, they also feel like seeing, but they didn't see. When they didn't see, their heart broke, they felt sad. Then Allah's lightning of love strikes in that heart. And why, when the broken heart and that lightning of love, it doesn't stay on the top of the heart, it's broken, it goes into the crevices of the heart. So whenever where the opportunity of guna in every person, we mustn't act also and try and show that we don't even have any thought of guna. Guna's thoughts will come to everyone, but don't fulfill them. That is a buzurg. That is the wali of Allah. And when you don't, your heart is going to break. You're also a human being. Then Allah's nur, the lightning of Allah's nur strikes into that heart at that time. Kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta gham ke saudane. Kya hai qalb ko, and that lightning has made the heart, lekin shakasta, shakasta broken, gham ke saudane, all the time. The shaheed on the battlefield, one time he became shaheed. But this shaheed, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, the person who breaks his heart's desires 100 times a day, 100 shaheed sawab. His position will be so high. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, Raja'na min al jihad al asghar ila jihad al akbar. From the battlefield we have come from the small jihad, and we have come to the big jihad of jihad in nafs, where all the time your wife has upset you, but you just keep your cool. You don't say. In fact, you praise her. You smile with her. You give her still something. And she's getting more angry. And still you are being good to her. Your nafs wants to. You also can say 100 things to her. Hey? One time a shop bookseller in Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's time was selling kitabs. One person came and he told him a whole lot of bad things. Maulana, one of our buzurgs. And then one person said, haven't you got a tongue in your mouth? Can't you also reply to him? He's telling you what and what. You're just keeping quiet. You're just smiling all the time. It was perhaps Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah. He said, I got a tongue in my mouth, but Allah is also with me. I also have to think. And if I overlook this, Allah will overlook me in the akhirah. So this is that a person, he also got jazba. A buzurg also wants to take revenge. He also wants to see other women, but he Allah's command. And then at that time, Allah strikes his lightning of marifat, of muhabbat, into the crevices of his heart. And thus every person gets the opportunity. And if we use that opportunity that we don't do the haram, then Allah Ta'ala fills our heart with his muhabbat, with his marifat, with his qurb, his closeness, and nisbat, and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastaan gham ki. A person who hasn't got any story in his life that I had an opportunity of committing guna, which doesn't really happen. But if a person went through life such that he never even, hermaphrodite, never desire of guna, he can never become a wali also. A person who never desired to commit guna, he was just pure and clean, farishta all the time. Farishta can never become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But that person who went through all this desire and all the temptation and all the opportunities also, but he didn't commit any guna, where that person reaches. Wa ahle gham ke qurb khastagi ko aah kya jaane. What will he know that those people who had love and who had a strong inclination also, but all the time they did not commit guna, they feared Allah, they wanted to please Allah Ta'ala. What does that person ever know where these people have reached? So when the desire of guna is not haram, and the thought of guna is not haram, to entertain it now and act, to think of it, that is haram, to act on it is haram. But the thought, and this, the thought of guna and the desire of guna is the fuel to reach Allah Ta'ala. And the more your powerful fuel you got, the more you reach Allah, higher and quicker and faster you reach Allah Ta'ala. So, but just the desire must be there, but don't commit the guna. So much so, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, never ever even make dua that Ya Allah take out my desires of guna. The desire of guna must remain, but make dua, O Allah, let me never commit a guna. The desire be there, but don't commit the guna. Many people who haven't understood the tasawwuf, they feel that, and they show, that even the sheikh will show, that we got no desire for guna. We are like farishtas. Hey, you haven't even understood what's a human being. How are you going to make islah of a human being? The desire is there. Allah has alhamaha fujuraha. Allah has put that desire, it is there. But don't act on the desire. That is all what is required. Wahi karte hain unke aashiqon par tabsare akhtar. Only those people criticize and give remarks on the lovers and the awliya, the friends of Allah, jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hai begane. That person is zalim. He's doing it in sincerity, but he's ignorant. Excuse him. Don't fight with him and don't go into debates with him and don't worry. He doesn't know what is the love of the heart. He, a person who goes by, Hazrat says that a Hindu, he is not more interested in all women and that. He is interested in money, like a Jew. Hindu and a Jew, they interested. So even if a beautiful woman comes, he is not interested in delaying her, keeping her in the shop and all that. He wants to make money, that's all. She must go, next customer must come. He is just in money all the time. So those people only in sawab all the time and only desire things. What they know, what is love of Allah? Love of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah makes it such that for his lovers, like your customer comes and he's a very good friend, and after many days he has come and he just came for something small, but you keep him, you're talking with him. Another customer come, you'll serve him first, but this customer you will serve. So when a person is the lover of Allah, Allah doesn't give him what he's asking in his dua also, Allah keeps him by him. We thinking my dua is not getting accepted, but Allah is enjoying that you talking with him, you crying by him, you pleading with him all the time. Ya Allah, please, I want this, do this for me. Allah is enjoying it. So Allah doesn't give it quickly, because Allah loves it. So those who don't understand this, where can they understand the position of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala? May Allah give us the reality of this, inshallah. Yes, certain conditions Hazrat explains. One is a person wrote to Hazrat, Hazrat Wala, Karam Farmaye, Mera Maazi Intihai Tariq or Bhyanak. My past is very dirty and filthy, dark with sin, O Allah. O Hazrat, have mercy on me. Dirauna or Daghdar hai, very fearful and full of black spots my past. Maine apne haathon apne chehre par kalak mali hai. But my own hands, I've blackened my face. What gunas I've made. How my life was, oh my sheikh. Jo aap se chupi hui nahi. And you know also my condition. The connection that was with Hazrat. That, oh Hazrat, you know my condition. Aapke daste karam hi se ye kalak dhul sakti hai. And only if you show me your kindness, your duas, your tawajjuh, your directives you give me, then this blackness of my face can go away. Daste karam barhaye ke mera aapke siwa koi nahi. Be kind to me. Show me your kindness. And you are the one, my guide. You are the one who will guide me to Allah Ta'ala. That was the question that was posed. Hazrat replied. And this is, these are Ahlullah. Kuch fikr na kare. How we put him at ease, don't worry at all. No, don't worry at all. Haq Ta'ala ki rahmat ka pani sab daagh dho deta hai. The water of the mercy of Allah washes away all this. You made your face black, that water of the mercy of Allah will make it not only clean, shining. And so you don't worry, you just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Or har kalak chehra ki dhul jati hai. And all that blackness of the face will be washed away. Unke aab rahmat ki taatir ko kya poochte ho? Can you ever imagine what is the effect of the of that mercy of the water of Allah Ta'ala? Josh mein aaye jo darya rahm ka. When Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes in josh, and the waterfalls of Allah's mercy starts falling on a person, Gabar Sad Sala Ho Fakhar Awliya. Gabar is that idol worshipper and the one who makes idols for 100 years. Now he becomes the pride of the awliya. And when Allah's mercy comes, that person who for 100 years was not only an idol worshipper, he was running the temple, he was putting the idols, but now he becomes the pride of the awliya. Allah's rahmat comes and 100 years gunas of idol worship are all washed away. And he becomes the pride of the awliya. So don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. All you have to do, and this is the work of a shaykh, to give encouragement to his murid, turn to Allah, make tawbah, istighfar, come to Allah Ta'ala. Another person wrote, ek dafa ek amrit se zaruri baat kar raha tha. At one time, some necessary talk I was doing with a young boy, young handsome boy. To usme bhi saazish nafs mehsoos hui. In that also, I felt in myself, I'm inclined to this boy. His handsomeness, his beauty, his youth has pulled me towards him. Hazrat replied, Amrit se bahut zyada muhtaat rahe. Be very careful. And, for example, you have to speak to a young boy. Don't do it alone when you're alone with the boy. Don't check yourself. It must not be unnecessarily. If you can, do it through somebody else. Tell somebody else to ask him what you want to ask him, what you want to tell him, etc. But be very careful. And this, some people say, I got no inclination to young boys. Even women, many people, I don't know the smallies, what's wrong with them. That we work with the secretaries all day. We got no. Then, first of all, check up if you're a man. If you haven't got inclination, butter has to melt in front of a fire. If you don't melt, then there's something wrong with you. And also, Hazrat says, when give your trousers to the laboratories for them to analyze, didn't something come out somewhere? And what is the result? So don't act pious. Don't act that I got no feelings. And me, I'm some mashayikh say, in front of woman, I'm like a stick. I got no feeling for woman. So woman can come meet me, for the share. These are all shaitan's dhokas and tricks. Even if you're an old man, shaitan is still with you also. Don't you deceive yourself. You can get involved, and you can get involved terribly in wrong things. So always be careful. Next he wrote, another person wrote, Allah ka zikr karta ho to aksar be kaifi rehti hai. I make Allah zikr, but no quality, no enjoyment. I just do Allah zikr. Hazrat wrote, zikr maqsood hai. The object is to make zikr. Many people, namaz also, we don't have concentration. Concentration is an added feature. But namaz is the main. Don't now lose hope that I haven't got, I'm not enjoying zikr, so you don't, zikr is object. That enjoyment is not the object. Some people make the enjoyment the object. If we get enjoyment in zikr, we'll carry on. We don't get enjoyment, now leave it out. What's it? We're not getting an... No, the enjoyment is not the object. The zikr is the object. Maqsood, na kaif maqsood, na be kaifi. Neither is the enjoyment the object. Neither, no enjoyment is the object. Object is the zikr. We made Allah. We were commanded to make Allah zikr. Make Allah zikr, you have done your duty. If you get enjoyment, Allah, you have to go certain place. Go. That is the thing. On the side, you get beautiful flowers, some water flowing, some waterfalls. Alhamdulillah, that's an added feature. But you don't get that, still walk your road. The object is to reach your destination, not the side features. So the enjoyment is a side feature. Don't be after the side feature. Isliye kisi bekeif ko apni bekeifi par haif na hona chahiye. And this caller, this that you don't have enjoyment, don't let that be a parda, a veil for you. You carry on with what you have to do. Bekeifi mein bhi humne to ek keif musalsal dekha hai. Even when we didn't get this enjoyment, in there also we got one continuous enjoyment. That we were doing Allah's zikr without enjoyment. That is even more great. You do it with enjoyment, now you did it for your enjoyment. But without enjoyment, your father told you to do something, the boss told you to do something, you enjoy doing that. No problem. But they told you to do something which you didn't enjoy. That is a bigger enjoyment. That with your nafs got no share in this. You just do it to please your father, to please your boss. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. In which condition, this is an arif. In which condition Allah kept you? That is an akmal, the most perfect condition. Sometimes you like depressed. Allah made you depressed. So accept it. Don't brood about it. Don't make it a big issue or anything. Now somebody that, why I'm feeling like this? Why I'm feeling depressed? Why I'm feeling down? No, accept it. Allah kept you. Sometimes some conditions come which are against your desire. Why this happened? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Araftu Rabbi bi faskhil azaim." I recognize my Allah when my plans and azaim, my solid plans were broken. Shattered. I realized Allah is there. So understand Allah, whatever things are not working out, not how you like it, or people are not listening to you, don't worry about that. Allah has put that condition. You accept it. May Allah give us these realities, inshallah, that it not be words, but that these realities come into us. Taslim or Radha bil Qadha farad hai. That whatever conditions Allah brings, and they not according to our desires, how we will be happy, what we wanted must happen. Things went against our desires. But to be happy with Allah is farz. And how farz also? Har takleef mein mu'min ke liye khair hai. In every difficulty for a mu'min, there is only goodness. Which comes in the hadith also. Aur usme khair samajna aisa hi farz hai. And to accept that there is goodness in my takleef also. What harm came to me, illness, my house got burgled, my money got stolen, this didn't work out, that there is khair in. And to have yaqeen that there is goodness in it. It is farz, jaise namaz roza farz hai. How namaz is farz, roza is farz. To accept this, that this is, there is, Allah has put goodness for me in here. That to accept that is also, and there is a very high maqam. Raza bil qada, even more higher than ikhlas. Otherwise, normally the highest position is that of ikhlas. But raza bil qada is even higher. Mere murshid Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali ne ahkar se farmaya ke hamare Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ne farmaya ke ikhlas se uncha bhi ek maqam hai, uska naam raza bil qada hai. He says, my Shaykh, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali said, that our Shaykh, Mawlana Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali said, a position higher than ikhlas is Radha bil Qada. It's not easy, think about it. Now to talk in here, you see, but when something goes wrong with us, car came in an accident, Allah save us all. Or somebody became ill, or this happened, that happened, we lost our money, whatever. And that time to be happy. And to say that, yeah, how namaz is for us to be happy and to know there is goodness in this. We can't see, we say, what goodness is in here? Eh, that my car accident happened, I broke my leg, my wife broke her ribs, this happened and you say there is goodness, what goodness is in there? But to understand there is goodness in there is for us, like namaz is for us. It's not very easy, but if a person works towards it, and then when this musibat will come, he'll overcome it very easy. Otherwise, other people go, were made in the, when problems come. They go, become so depressed. They go to mad hospitals, they become mad, because they can't take it. A mu'min, if you develop your iman, you'll accept it wholeheartedly. Ye maqam bahut akhir mein ata hota hai. And it is a station which comes right towards the end. It's not a station that is right at the beginning. Jis tarah marz-e-jaah ka bahut akhir mein nikalta hai. Just like the desire of name, fame, the bigness. People must respect me. People must give me. This also comes out very late. All the time, and it's so hidden, sometimes you don't even understand it is there. And a person who makes effort, then it will come out. If you're not even conscious, and you don't make any ilaj, treat it also, how will it come out? Akhir ma yakhruju min ra'si siddiqeen hubbul jah. The last almost that comes out from the siddiqeen, they have become siddiq already. But they still got hubbe jah. And that comes out right towards the end. And radha bil qada, that also you can understand. Ye muhaqqiqin sufiya ikiram ka qawl hai. These are the words of the great authorities of the tasawwuf, that this comes out very late in a person's life. May Allah Ta'ala make fazl, and that we make this effort, And Allah in His kindness can take it out even earlier. But that's just this normal procedure. But if we don't, and how many of us, we're not worried of our Islah. We come to majlis also for barakah, to show our face, that niyat of Islah. And we don't realize I haven't got Radha bil Qadha in me. We don't realize I haven't got Hubbe Jah in me. We are convinced that no, I'm finished, I'm already right at the end. And so how can that person who doesn't think that I need Islah, how will his Islah be made? We never ask a question, we haven't got a question, because I got no Hubbe Jah. I got no this bimari, so we never even ask for the treatment. We never ask the doctor also. So it shows we're not aware we got this. And if we got it, we're not interested in treating it. Or we want to treat it on our own. Then why you made a doctor? If you can treat it on your own, mashallah, you got your house, you got your musalla, you got your kitabs, treat it on your own for what even you're coming to majlis. If you can treat it on your own, then you don't need this whole silsila of tasawwuf and ba'at. It's not even necessary. You are, mashallah, such a person, you can do it on your own. So why you don't need all this? A person who realizes, when you realize I got my bimari, then, and when you got eyes on yourself, when you are too much worried making Islah of other people, and too much worried my bayan, what the people told of my bayan, and how was my bayan, then where you, your eyes are not even on your own Islah, how can you be made? And you are fooling yourself, I'm a big buzurg, and etc. But you have other people might become buzurgs, but you won't reach there. Sunnat-e-Nabawi ki qeemat. The value of the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek sunnat ko zinda karne aur us par amal karne ka thawab 100 shaheed ke barabar hai. Comes in the hadith, to practice on a sunnat is 100 sawabs. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falau ajru 100 shaheed. 100 shaheeds for that person. Is hadith ke pesh nazar Bukhari Sharif ke ek riwayat se ek aham sunnat ki taraf ummat ki tawajjuh mabzool karai jati hai. Hazrat says, I'm drawing your attention according to this hadith to one sunnat which is in Bukhari Sharif. Jis par amal karne se 100 shaheed ka sawab milega. The sawab of 100 shaheeds. Aur zuban zakir hogi. One benefit, 100 shaheed sawab. Second, your tongue will be zakir. It will be engaged in the zikr of Allah. Hum log safar mein balandiyon par charte aur utarte hai. When we go on safar anywhere, we go up, we come down stairs, etc. You go at your aeroplane up, you're climbing stairs, you're going down. Magar khamoshi se, khamoshi ke saath, we just quiet. Lekin agar hum thori si fikar karke, if we just make this little, so we pay attention. Upar charte waqt Allahu Akbar. Aur niche utarte waqt Subhanallah par liya. What work is in there? No wuzu also at that time. No facing qibla. As you are climbing, Allahu Akbar, Allah. And not shouting also, and not so soft also. But little voice. And when you're going down, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. To Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ek sunnat zinda ho jayegi. No time required in there. No, your throat not going to get dry. Not anything, you have to learn of some big dua or something, so easy. Or muft ka sawab kathir haath lagega. For every time, Subhanallah, 100 shaheed sawab. For every time, Allahu Akbar. But we don't pay attention. We get this opportunity all the time. Bukhari Sharif mein Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu se riwayat hai. Wan Jabirin radiyallahu anhu kunna idha sa'idna kabbarna wa idha nazalna sabbahna. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jo sham ke aakhiri sahabi hai, the last sahaba who was in Syria, unke intiqal ke baad sham sahaba se khali ho gaya. After he passed away, there were no sahaba left in Syria. فرمایا کرتے کہ جب ہم لوگ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ سفر کرتے تھے تو بلندی پر چڑھتے ہوئے اللہ اکبر کہتے تھے. When we should go up, we should say اللہ اکبر. اور نیچے پستی کے جانب اترتے ہوئے سبحان اللہ پڑھتے. We should read سبحان اللہ. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah that we also make amal on all the sunnats, and we can see from this how easy it is to make amal on the sunnats also.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني اذكركم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل dard-e-dil ho dard-e-dil ho dard-e-dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la ilaha illallah 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 muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار ہو نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر پھر دے زباں ہے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان شاء الله Hazrat will be traveling this yom al-jumu'ah to Lodium and the program will be taking place there the jumu'ah salah will be at al-durain masjid and inshallah after isha salah the 15th of shaban in central masjid where the main bayan will be taking place humble request for all the brothers to participate and then inshallah on laylatul ahad normally Saturday night every month we have our ash'ar and our dhikr program But this masjid has been cancelled because the brothers will be fasting and after Maghrib they will be making iftari. And inshallah on Yawmul Ahad we will continue our normal program, our monthly majlis. So from 10 o'clock inshallah the program will take place. The program will take place after Isha Salah in Masjid As-Salam in Lodium on Laylatul Sabt on Saturday and Friday night, 15th of Shaban, Masjid As-Salam, the program will take place.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.